Getting good ratings is murder. Our next guest is a multi-talented man. You may recognize him as Blake Fire, the famous stage magician. He is here as Dr. Blake Alexander, a coroner and criminologist with the police. His day job, said the host of the Crime Report TV show. On the stage walked a black-haired tall man in a blue suit and glasses. "Hello Blake, welcome to the Crime Report," the host John Taylor said to his guest. "Hi, John. I watch your show whenever I can. I am glad I could be on it," said Blake. "Nice to hear," John said. Blake smiled charmingly. "I would be in trouble with my wife if I didn't talk to you about your magic show," said John. Blake laughed. "How do you do your tricks?" asked John, half joking. "David Copperfield would kill me if I revealed the secrets of magic," Blake joked. John wondered why Blake was wearing glasses, as he never wore glasses on the stage as a magician. Blake pushed up his glasses, which weren't falling down. He was reading John's mind. "Simple telepathy trick, nothing hard for a sorcerer like Blake. Do you and Max Starfire fight in real life like you do in your show?" John asked. Blake smiled. "No, not really, but he may disagree with me," Blake joked. "They fought like cats and dogs on stage and off, but were best of friends." John laughed. "I would like to get back to the reason I'm here to discuss the motives of killers," said Blake seriously. "Yes, okay," said John, smiling. "I would be fired if I didn't ask about the necromancer. Why does he kill?" asked John. "He'd kill me if I tell you," Blake said, laughing. He knew the necromancer was his son. He's apparently a psychopathic killer who likes to kill," Blake said. "Yes, undoubtedly," John said. "He butchers his victims." "He may like the publicity," said John. "No, killers seldom kill for ratings. Although I heard on an ad for 60 Minutes, a news show on another channel, where one apparently did," Blake said seriously. "What happened in case?" John asked. "I don't know, I missed the show. I work at night," Blake said. "Oh. Wonder why they did it?" said John. "To sell his show. Murder can be good for ratings, I suppose," Blake said. "I suppose so," said John. Days later, a man burst into the dressing room of his co-host Henry Jones. Hours later, in the same place. "Looks like a necromancer killing," said Sergeant of the local police Simon Zanderdrax. Blake was examining what was left of the body of Henry Jones. "No, I feel in my bones this is someone else. The man was a saint according to Mortimer," Blake said, collecting a tooth from the mess which was all that remained of Henry Jones. "What are you collecting that tooth for?" "Are you collecting teeth?" asked Max Starfire, who was there in a blood red tux, top hat and mask. "No. Sun King, I'm collecting it to identify the victim," said Blake. "I thought you knew who he was, Dad," the necromancer said in a blue tux, top hat and mask. "High enchanter, they think the necromancer did this one. I don't think so, the victim was a saint. The necromancer's victims are all the worst of the worst. Why would he change his type of victims?" Blake said. "That explains why he looks a mess. Somebody obviously didn't like him," said Lance the enchanter, who's the ghoul in the corner of the room. "Oh, him, the person who found him," Blake said, distracted by something. "Okay, why is he still here?" asked Lance. "Don't know," Blake said, turning to John curiously. "I am going to do a special on the killing," said John, looking slightly green. "Don't throw up on my crime scene," snapped Blake, a floating bucket materializing under John's head as he threw up. John's eyes widened, he looked shocked. "How did that happen?" asked John, seeing the bucket floating. "You threw up, you can't take the mess," Blake said. The bucket dematerialized. "What the bucket, where did it come from and go?" asked John. "Having a fit. Oh, that. I materialized it so you didn't mess up my crime scene," said Blake, frowning down at the shorter man. "You did? How? You are a stage illusionist," said John, confused. "Maybe not just a mere illusionist," said Max, laughing. Hey, it was just a bucket. I didn't bring anyone back from the dead, said Blake, exasperated. Not today, Lance said and chuckled. Blake glared at his son and turned to John. Get off my crime scene, you will ruin the evidence here, shouted Blake. Okay, I'll leave, said John, looking put out by being kicked out of the room. Days later, on the stage on the crime report, said John on the show. Dr. Blake Alexander, coroner on the case of Henry Jones, the old host. Blake walked on the stage and sat in a host's chair. Hi, John, said Blake. Hi, Dr. Alexander, said John. Blake is my name. Nobody calls me Dr. Alexander, not even the people at my hospital, Blake said. Okay, Blake, said John. Read the teleprompter, the director said in their earphones. Blake cleared his throat. Henry was presumed murdered by the serial killer, the necromancer. The police are looking for the killer now, Blake read. Later at Blake's house. Did the necromancer kill Henry Jones or not? Blake asked the necromancer. No, I was busy killing someone else at the time of the killing. You haven't found my victim yet, Lance said. Then who killed the TV host then? Asked Blake. Don't know, Lance said, sighing. Must be someone he knew. Most murderers know their victims, said Blake. I'll keep an eye open. The killer may do something that may reveal himself. Hello, Blake, how you been? Asked John, visiting the morgue at Blake's hospital. Why are you at the morgue? Said Blake curiously. Just visiting my co-host. What's wrong with that? Asked John. We aren't friends, said Blake sad. Or. You hurt me, Blake, said John. In the room walked an orderly. It's John Taylor. Wow, you are on the crime report. Everyone is talking about the death of your co-host, said the orderly, who turned to Blake. Hey, Dr. Death, someone died, you're needed. The orderly pushed a file in Blake's hands and wandered off. I hate that guy, said Blake. Dr. Death? Said John. That's what they call me in this hospital, said Blake. I have to tell someone that someone else died. Why? Asked John. Because it's my job, Blake said. Your job? Said John in disbelief. Someone has to tell the families when someone dies, grumbled Blake. Mind if I tag along? Said John. Just don't speak to the relatives, said Blake. Okay, said John. They wandered off. Hello, you are here for Kyle Smith, said Blake, seeing a group of people who were thinking of a Kyle. He's dead, said Blake. We know that, he was murdered, said Kyle's wife. Blake opened the file and looked shocked. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. He was murdered last Tuesday night by the necromancer, Blake said in horror. The same time as Henry, oops, said John thoughtlessly. Blake turned on him, realizing the killer was John. Blake's skin paled, his eyes grew cold with anger. Come with me, John, said Blake, grabbing John's wrist near breaking it. You're strong, said John, being dragged off into a large medicine room. You killed him, Blake said, accusing. John saw a surgical knife, the back towards it. Yes, said John, grabbing it. And you cannot live. You must die, John said coldly as he ran to stab Blake, who dematerialized. In his place was a strange creature, a skeleton in a black monk's outfit. The blade went through the grim reaper. Die, John said. You can't kill a reaper, said the reaper, cackling, a flaming sword appearing in his hand. Necromancer, come here, I've got the copycat, said the reaper with Blake's voice. You are the grim reaper, Blake? Said John, looking nervously at the blade in the reaper's hand. Hello, the dad, what we going to do with him? The black-clad masked necromancer said from behind John as he pointed his sword doom in John's back. Throw him to the mortals, law divine justice is not need here. The reaper said, go, I will send for the men in blue. Okay, the necromancer said, and the blade in John's back disappeared. Simon, come, I have your killer, bring some people with you, croaked the reaper. The room was suddenly full of policemen. "Hi, Mortimer," said Simon. "Apprehend the human." "He's Blake Alexander, the Grim Reaper," shouted John, being dragged off. Simon looked at the Reaper and thought that would make sense. For a second, both the Reaper and Simon looked in each other's face. "He'd say anything to get out of trouble," said the Reaper. "You would do the same," Simon said. In the room walked Blake. "Hi, Uncle C. What you guys doing here?"
"Hi, Mortimer," Blake said.
The Reaper sighed. "Hi, friend Blake," said the Reaper, wondering who was Blake. In the Reaper's head he heard Lance. "I thought he may say something, so I came back as you." Lance heard in his head, "Thank you." "Maybe I was mistaken," Simon said.